Okay, we're discussing kidney care.
Okay, so you know how I've been trying to classify, and what I was thinking with these cares, like kidney care, endocare, lung care, lymph care, how about if I class them as supportive?
Perfect.
Okay. Because they're supportive to
an organ system, a body system.
Exactly.
A process. Okay.
So, but it specifically supports the kidneys.
Yeah.
And the product description, it says, due to the lack of awareness, the loss of kidney function goes on unnoticed. But then it's too late. Usually when there is sluggishness, feelings of malaise and tiredness or brain fog, and only after a urine test does the kidney blood analysis show that they are not functioning properly, do people generally do something about it. Prevention is difficult to manage, especially when it doesn't seem to the client that life is that bad. It's important to get a blood test annually to determine kidney clearing of toxicity and support the kidneys every 6 months with a kidney support regimen. The kidney care formula can be maintained easily long term if the kidneys need extra help and they seem weak but are still functioning. There has been great success for dialysis reversal once the emotional components have been identified and the imbalance hasn't been going on for a significantly long time. This formula is based on long-term studies in China regarding kidney health, with many herbs, but key ingredients, astragalus, cleavers, and dawang, which is Chinese rhubarb, that is a winning combination.
Yes, agreed.
That's all good. Pairs well with HKS, Kidney Detox, CBS, Geno 1, Geno 5.
Yes. And it can be... You can alternate it, you know, as a kidney support, one bottle... Kidney detox, another bottle. If they're not in an advanced program, you can still do alternate. If it's an advanced program, they may need both.
Yeah, I've used both kidney care and kidney detox, or HKS and kidney care.
Yeah.
I always feel like the care can be used more long time, kidney detox.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Longevity with the care.
With the care.
There's no restriction on how much or how long.
Right.
You know, particularly kidney care has had very long term use in studies. And sometimes the Chinese rhubarb is hard to find because of that.
Because I feel like it's a little bit more gentle than like kidney detox. It more supplies the supportive.
Yeah, it's a little bit more helpful with the glomerular filtering, so it's more like a filter support. Kidney detox is really more like a push the fluids.
Right. How could I put that up in support? Like the kidneys.
Well, one's kidney function, the other one's fluid buildup. That'd be the two differences. But so supports kidney function, mm-hmm. which includes filtering under kidney care. Kidney detox, it also supports the kidneys per se, but it's also got chunkopiedrin in there, which is really good for moving kidney stones, for pushing out fluids.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, kidney detox is next. So let's finish up this one. 1 to 4 teaspoons a day, and we can use it long term.